Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Al Hollingsworth. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake takes first base on ball four. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Lake moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Kell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Tucker moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. Appling moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. There goes Wright trying to get to third. Outlaw throws the ball into Kell, who tags Wright for the out. Two outs. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Richards and he is safe. Kennedy steals second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani takes first base on ball 4. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth bunts for an out with unknown description. Tresh moves to second. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kell moves to second. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Outlaw moves to second. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-1 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-0 in the game. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lake for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field. Tucker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tucker. Kell moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to second. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lodigiani hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Kennedy moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Richards and he is out, Kell applying the tag. Michaels moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-2 in the game. Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lapon pinch runs for Paul Richards. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Lapon moves to second. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Swift settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Swift. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg juggles the ball. That's an error on Greenberg. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to second. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Webb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Wakefield trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Outlaw moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dario Latigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latigiani is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Latigiani hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 3, White Sox, 3. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Latigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Stubby Overmeyer now pitching. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Al Hollingsworth. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 4 in the game. Quell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 4 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wakefield hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lodigiani hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 4 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Overmeyer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stubby Overmeyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Overmeyer hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into right field. Outlaw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wakefield. Appling reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-5 in the game. Quell bunts for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to third. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.